This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breaking the fast, if you will. The DJV program, good way for you to start the day if that's what you do. This program is on early in the morning on some stations, morning drive on others, mid-morning on others, and sometimes, like in Guam, it's on at night. It's good for what ails you at whatever time you listen to it, because pretty much an upbeat overview of what's going on in the world. I hope that you find it that way. Every once in a while we trip and fall, but for the most part, it's A-OK. The fact that I'm just looking at something that happened locally, and I happen to know this store. Yesterday, somebody bought a $1 million lotto ticket. The guy went in to buy a bottle of orange juice. He picked up a scratch ticket, and he scratched it, and, oh, look at this! And it's sort of the randomness of what the day may be about. You don't know how your day is going to go. You don't know what's going to happen to you today. So think as you get started, how fortunate you are to have the job that you do. Hopefully it's a good one, gives you pleasure, it pays you well enough, and your family, your circumstances, whatever they are, you're driving a car that you like, whatever it is, give thanks for what you have, and you just anticipate the day is going to be great. And even if you're not feeling well, you know, you can turn things around. I was looking yesterday. Victoria and I were going back and forth, Jennifer, on the phone. On the phone about something.
You know how it thrills me when people call me.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. So
I always, when I call Victoria, and it's usually about something fun, I'm like,
she starts with an apology.
I'm like, I'm so sorry I'm calling because I'm just driving and I didn't want to kill myself text messaging.
No, it is funny. She's like, I'm so sorry to be calling you. I'm like, it's okay. But I do tend to answer the phone like, uh-oh, what happened? Like if Jen's calling me or if Doug calls me.
But you know it's me now. Like by now I'm like calling for some usually fun reason.
Right.
Usually.
So the conversation, as objectionable as it seems to have been for Victoria, was about, we were talking, because I asked her advice, she and Bob Kay, who's my all-around everything, the guy who fixes all of my problems, has been with me, and I've been with him for 40, almost 50 years of friendship and working together. Anyway, so we're discussing phones, and Bob rats out on this because he has a, what do they call, the analog phone. He doesn't have an iPhone.
Android. Analog would be
analog.
Yeah. Very different.
He's got a Campbell's soup can with a really nice
spray on it. Exactly. He has Mabel on the other end of his line.
Anyway, so I go into the Verizon store, and I'm looking at this guy. Looks very unhappy to see me. And so I said, "You having a bad day?" to this guy, and he looks at me and he kind of growls.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, but he comes around, and he's really actually quite a good kid. So we look at all the possibilities. Do I want a 12? Do I want a 13? And I'm just telling you this story because there are probably thousands of people listening to me right now who have gone through this very same thing. How do you do it?
I can't imagine. Like, I always just go in and go, okay, what's your newest iPhone?
Exactly. That's what most people do. They just go in, and whatever Verizon or Apple throws at them, that's what they take.
Because
so
they
I'm not
punish
like
people
that.
Like, I know, but they're going to punish you. Like, at some point, the phone's not going to work or the updates aren't going to come. I mean, they punish people who don't upgrade their phone like little sheep. So might as well just join the herd.
Well, as it turns out, I've discovered I had already, because I have a business plan, and the people on the farm are a part of the plan, and Donald, who is the equivalent of the farm of Bob on the radio, has an SE. And I didn't know when we got the phone in 2016 that it was an SE. But a phone from 2016 that's still in use is an anomaly. The one I have, the iPhone, what is it, a 6? No, it's an 8 that I have, is now worthless. It doesn't work at all, pretty much. I can barely do anything on it. And and I got that in 2018. So this guy says, well, you're eligible for an upgrade here and there, which means all that means is you paid for it. The old phone's gone, so let's buy a new one. Anyway, So I looked at two or three different kinds of phones, and I don't like the big ones because they don't fit in my pocket and fit my hand. I want the small screen. Anyway, so I looked at the SE. I said, tell me about this. Why do I want to have it? And he said, well, what do you use it for? And I said, pretty simple stuff. He said, well, you don't need the complication of the 13. I said, everything I've heard about the 13 makes me want to run away from it. And so we decided on the SE.
Well, I say it's the best iPhone of ever,
I
of
know,
all time, and
that.
I love it.
You spent all afternoon yesterday telling me that it was the best. I'm just trying to give people a primer on how to do this or how not to do it. And maybe if I give you my experiences, because I'm not an expert in this field, and I don't want to be. I just want to use it as a utility. I'm not tethered to my iPhone, and people send me, oh, I called you 20 minutes ago. So I don't have my phone with me. I'm married to the damn thing. And so under the circumstances, the most utilitarian for my needs, I have an iPhone and I have a flip phone. The flip phone I use to make my calls on, the iPhone I use for data, information, things that I need if I don't have, I'm not in my studio or in my office, or I don't have my iPad out. So anyway, it came around to the SE, and so I said, great, let's get, well, I'll buy, you got one right now? I'll take it with me. Well, he looks in the storeroom, nope, can't find it. I said, well, could you find one at a store nearby? Okay, looks online, nope, can't find one anywhere. So then I said, okay, well, maybe I'll, he said, but I got one here that the guy hasn't called back for. Maybe you can have that. So I went outside and I called Bob. And I said, can you look around and see if you can find one of these SEs? I'd never heard of it. I didn't remember Donald had one. So he goes to every Best Buy in Massachusetts. No SEs anywhere. And we generally found that there were none to be had. So I'm thinking to myself, either this is a really popular phone or it's a piece of crap and nobody's buying it, so they're not going to make it anymore. Because apparently they stopped making them for a while, now they're making them again. Because they're popular, they're utilitarian, they have the button on them. Victoria can't imagine, Jennifer, why I want to have a phone that has a button
on it. Outdated tech.
Oh,
it's like
my
saying,
God.
I just want my abacus, I don't want the calculator. I mean, it's like...
I would never say that.
Yeah. No.
I don't
well,
know why
I mean,
I'd be
so
attached to it.
I get that you want simplicity. I get you want simplicity, but you also have to realize big companies like Apple, they do want to punish you. So when you don't upgrade as quickly as they want you to, they build in these little poison pills that make things blow up on you, which is why I just don't
want
to give in, because...
Well, I don't like giving in. You know me.
I know.
I'd rather complain. So I was at first going to get a refurbished one.
Says the guy who's got 74 vaccines.
<you're> right. I think I want a 15th shot.
Anyway.
You know, I save money on electricity in the house because I just glow at night.
Right. I'm all set now. Anyway, I just for the purposes of people who are looking to get frustrated with this, I think probably Jennifer's overview of this is the applicable one, not mine. Just take what they give you and go away. But I'm not. That's not my personality. So I... Victoria.
Or get a droid. I mean, that's just how I would say.
I had a droid
before. Keep up
before.
With the technology. Then.
Bob got me a droid, and I didn't like it. It wasn't intuitive. At least the iPhone, the iPad, they all kind of, you can figure it out. With the droids, I didn't find it easy to figure it out at all. So now I have an SE that I found online at some, what was the name of the company we found it on, Victoria?
Something. No, you bought a brand new one.
Gazelle, yeah, but I bought it at some on some site. You sent me
Apple.com. Look at you getting Doug a jitterbug.
What's that?
What's a jitterbug?
You don't watch, obviously you don't watch a lot of cable news.
No,
but it's a phone that's like specifically made for old people.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, there we go.
Look it up. You would actually love it, I think. I think you would like it.
Today we seem
sort of
to
like
be
embracing your senior discount. You don't want to, but you kind of like it once you have it.
Yeah, right. Oh, my phone and I can't get up. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so we're doing football this week a lot more than we usually do. Phil McGean, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, was bemoaning the fact that the Washington football team may now be called the Commanders. So, Phil, what were some of the other names that were put up? I know the Senators came back up with the Washington football team or stuff like that, but why does it look like it's going to the Commander? You're right. It does seem like a wimpy name. I think the septic sewer, what'd you call them, Jennifer?
Call them the swamp creatures.
The swamp creatures. That's a good
name.
They'd
be perfect.
Yeah. All right, so, Phil, what are the other...
How about the IRS agents? That strikes fear in people.
Yeah, the Washington IRSers. What's the local lore there as far as the commanders are concerned or any of the names?
Oh, apparently Joe Theismann kind of leaked it in an interview the other day, but this is the fourth or fifth time that someone has mentioned a name thinking in an interview saying... or at least implicating that that's what the name is going to be. But they had... I didn't like any of the choices. They had the Red Wolves, the Red Hogs.
That's whippy.
You know, and the commanders just sound awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sound
like... Where did
like
the Red Hogs come from?
Because in the 70s, their front line, their offensive line was called the Hogs.
Mm. Yeah. But the Redskins, I can see why somebody in this day and age would be kind of worked up about that. But what is their... the Washington football team.
Why don't they go by the Washington all color skins?
Yeah, right. The all inclusive.
All inclusive.
The Washington inclusive
skins.
Yeah, right.
Neutral. The Washington neutrals.
The Washington neutrals.
How about the woke mob? I like that. That'd be good.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one, yeah. Free condoms available at the Beijing Olympics for those of you who are going. Organizers,
isn't it?
Nobody's going. Yeah, it is. It's always they always have free condoms.
Where are those? Where are they made?
Probably in China, so they probably don't work. Yeah. Probably leak.
They've got like spy equipment in them.
Yeah, right. I'm be spying on that stuff. Anyway, the athletes are not. There's nobody over there who's happy about what's going on.
I don't think
Chinese
excited. Yeah.
No. So they're giving condoms, but you can't hug anybody according to the rules, can't even shake anybody's hands, but you can get a condom because obviously that's more important. And it is the tradition of the Olympics. These young athletes, they meet each other and bingo bango, that's it.
No hugging, no shaking, just get to be right.
Just go, but yeah.
And when I saw this, I was like, I made a comment off the air yesterday. Doug didn't know what I meant. And I was like, well, Phil, you can explain it to him. Because I was like, well, are you just supposed to, like, do it, like, glory hole style? And then Doug goes, what's a glory hole? I'm like, I'm not explaining that.
I'm glad you don't know, Dougie. That's good news.
Well, anyway, the beds at the Olympics are not made up. They're apparently made of cardboard.
Well, the Tokyo Olympics were made of cardboard.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, ridiculous.
All right. More... break. It's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour, weird things happen as you get into the focus here with social media and people, put them together, and what do you have? You have a lot of people in the rumor department saying Adele is not going to do her residency at Caesar's Palace. So one would wonder, what was the reason for this? Why
like
did
at
she
all?
Yeah, Gonzo.
Okay, so then maybe the rumors are true. So remember, there was a whole thing, and I'm not sure if we talked about it here or if we talked about it, you know, on or off the air, but there was a rumor going around about Adele that she actually didn't like the way the show looked and that it was
not true.
COVID, instead that it was like a swimming pool thing and that it was supposed to elevate her at the end and that she didn't like the way it looked. So maybe she went all diva and just like decided not to do it at all.
This started on Dumois because, you know, I love Dumois. That's my favorite Instagram gossip site. And there were people writing in anonymously saying, it's not COVID. She's being really difficult, and she's changing everything, like, constantly. So the set designer, that, and it's a woman she's worked with before, but apparently they just couldn't, I don't know, they just couldn't get it right. She said the pool that was supposed to float above the stage, I guess she called it a baggy old pond. It didn't look right. And then she wanted to bring in a 60-person choir just to sing on Skyfall. And I guess that wasn't working. And then she didn't like that the band was too far back on the stage. There's a lot of stuff. And so now, essentially, they just are, they're tearing everything down that they've built. And so they said that there might be a chance that she could be moved over to the Park MGM or Resorts World, but I don't think Caesars is going to deal with it anymore. They've already booked Keith Urban in for a bunch of those dates, so...
They're like, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, so, Keith Urban's like, well, all right, so my fans get to pay.
I'll take the cash. Yeah, right, exactly. So under the circumstances,
I mean, this is $150 million
that's what
they
was
put
say.
Into this.
Yeah. These stage shows, I mean, I've seen, like, I've seen Britney, and I have seen, Backstreet Boys. And these residency shows are no joke. I mean, they are really cool to see. Whether I would encourage, even if you don't like, even if you don't think the artist is someone that you like, if you have an opportunity to go to one of these shows, they do a really good job because they really have like costumes and lighting and effects and all that stuff, and it's neat. So they're a big deal, and I don't know if you just walk away from one if you're Adele. That they've got to put millions of dollars into the show to make it
go.
So
who pays for that up front? She's not paying for it. It's got to be the Caesars.
Yeah, Caesars Palace put up $150 million. That's what they allotted for this because that's how profitable they thought it would be to have her there, which
probably would be.
Yeah. So, apparently the only dates open now would be this fall. It could be like October, November. So fans are still hanging on to tickets, and they don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, what happens to the tickets?
You can hang on to them.
People have tickets for this.
Yeah, just hang on to them because no one knows what's going to happen yet.
As a fan, what I would appreciate more from Adele is saying, you know what, I like to deliver perfection for my fans when they spend their hard-earned money to come to my shows. And so we want to get this right, and we're struggling to get this right, and we will, and we'll keep you posted on a reschedule. Instead of crying about COVID.
All right, so has she gone Hollywood?
Crazy.
She seemed to be the average girl next door, but all the attention from Oprah and the big show and a whole night on CBS, could it be getting to her head, going to her head? One would wonder. I hope that's
I think she has a lot of stage anxiety still, and I think that that's kind of playing out. A bit. So, but she's going to be on the Brit Awards in London next week, and she'll be on Graham Norton, too.
All right, hold a good thought for Adele. It's 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. A great start to 2022 is within reach with an Amazon Prime membership. With shopping, entertainment, and even savings benefits, Prime helps members save time and money and stay entertained in the new year. Prime members get exclusive savings and deals, plus fast, free delivery on millions of everyday items. Not to mention free 2-hour grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and exclusive discounts and free pickup from Whole Foods Market in select areas. And one of Prime's newest benefits gives members savings on prescriptions at more than 60,000 local pharmacies nationwide, plus Amazon Pharmacy, where Prime members get free 2-day shipping. That's not all. Prime is bringing the fun to the new year with access to movies, shows, music, and more on Prime Video and Amazon Music, all included with Prime membership. To learn more or sign up for a 30-day free trial, visit amazon.com/prime.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
The Senate voted 27-5 to accept the Ethics Committee report to expel Robinson. Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support its NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Moscow said it was a destructive and heightened tensions and reduced the scope for a political solution. We are USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free.
These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
As President Biden announced 3,000 U.S. troops to Eastern Europe countries near Ukraine in support of NATO countries, one lawmaker says this move is too few and just a bad idea. Representative Brian Mast, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax last night.
Look, I'm an American soldier. I'm going to go out there and do what the person with a star on their chest tells me to do. That's the commitment that you make, and you're going to be proud of it. But what's being done here is an extremely dangerous game. And let's do the math on this. Normally, when we go into a predicted situation of conflict, we like to have a 3-to-1 advantage, something to that effect. That's certainly not the case here. But what the Biden administration is doing is trying to create a situation where we look at NATO invoking Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all, by using American soldiers as what you could call Operation Human Shield. Not by going about it the right way, where you get the NATO allies to grant NATO membership to the Ukraine, and then if something happens to the Ukraine, it's an attack on one, it's an attack on all. This is extremely dangerous to go about it in this way. You're betting that you can put a couple thousand American service members in the way of that Russian military and be able to invoke Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all. That's the bet the Biden administration is making right now. That is not the right game or gamble to make with the lives of U.S. service members. That, to me, that is not the right way to go about this whatsoever.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour now on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay is off today. I've been successful at a lot of things, and I think Victoria has been, Jennifer has been, and you probably have been. Do you give yourself credit? There are a lot of people who start something and they quit because they don't like the challenge, it's too much work. And I find that more to be the case with people your age, ladies, than people my age. And maybe it's not an age thing, but I find that people who have, there are a lot of folks, though on the other side of the coin, who would work for a company for 40, I've heard people say, I've been working there for 45 years. Yeah, did you like it? No, didn't like it at all, but it was a job. Today, people who don't like their job leave and go somewhere else. And there's an interesting, if you look at the comparison and contrasting the number of people who, and maybe that's part of the problem today with workers. You know, you see all of this every day in the papers and looking online and stuff. You see this person quit, that person quit. We need this. I went by a, what was it? It wasn't a restaurant. It was some kind of food service company. And they were like a huge sign out front screaming for help. Signing bonus, $3,000, $30 an hour. When that job 2 years ago wouldn't have paid $14 an hour. And so when you look around at what's going on, especially in the service world, you know, there are people who are complaining that workers who are in retail, for example, people who work in restaurants, the, quote, unpredictability of their work schedules. Well, that's what you sign on for. The, you know, people who are, we've talked a lot about football, the people in the stands that are selling at the games or at events. Yeah, that's part of the service worker world. And there are many people who like that because they get big tips. So they have to work at a different time. So what are we supposed to do? Is everybody supposed to work from 9 to 5? Is that it? I don't know things don't function that way. Stuff works around the clock. Anyway, there's a survey out of 100,000 workers around the country at the big retail chains, and they're upset apparently about unstable work schedules. And those who are part of this movement say, oh, this is terrible, it harms our health and our well-being and the well-being of our children. So what do you... Get a job that's 9 to 5. What do you expect? You're going to have these companies change because you don't like the hours? That's what I hear this from a lot of people. Well, I don't like the hours. Okay, so go get a job somewhere that has the hours that you like. Nobody's forcing you. It's like these people who are complaining think they're being forced into it. You have a choice. Get a job there and accept the better pay and working a different schedule, or go get a 9 to 5 job. There's so many people whining about so much stuff today. I find it appalling, frankly. Everybody's screaming. How do people survive? That's what I don't get. If you don't have a job, there are people who just say, okay, I quit. I'm going somewhere else. So, do they have another job? No, but they'll find one or they'll collect. Yeah, that's what I hear that. Huh?
Collect for a while. Learn to live on less, maybe.
Yeah, but it just is, in our business especially, this is an around-the-clock service, and people have to work at strange and weird hours, but that's what you sign on. You want to be in the business, that's what you do. You don't want to be in the business, go flip hamburgers from 9 to 5 at McDonald's, or work in some other place, find an office job that you're suited to. Or are you suited to it? What's your priority? I guess that's the question in looking at all of this stuff. What is the priority that people have, and maybe everybody is different. Some people want security. Some people want to make a lot of money. Some people don't care. They don't like to work, and they want to party all the time. I don't know. But that's, I guess, I was thinking about people sticking with the tradition in my world is that you stick to a job like a stamp as long as you can do okay. I remember the other side of it. My father used to tell me that I should be satisfied with what I have. I've never in my life been satisfied with what I had, and perhaps that's what brought me to where I am. But everybody's different, you see. That's the other side of it. We're all, depending on your astrological chart, and people say, oh, here he goes again. Yeah, but I think it very much applies to my world. I think if you know more about the people that you are either loving or you're working with or however you want to, you know, how you want to describe the relationship, if you know more about those people, then you can get along with them better. And I think the same is true about a job. The more you know about the job before you go into it, the better it is. I think it's unfair. You know, we were talking about this, the fellow who was basically the black guy that the owners of the football teams brought out just to, because they have to look at a black guy for a job. The NFL requires it, so they bring guys in they have no intention of hiring. And it just...
That's just so disrespectful.
It really is. I mean, I think the whole thing is disrespectful, yeah. Victoria. You go work for somebody for a little while and you get trained and then you just leave. I think that's
But think about the NFL for a second. They're doing that intentionally harming people, wasting people's time, mm-hmm. and hurting people's energy because they're making people check boxes.
Uh-huh.
It's like, and this, I think that's what insults me so much when they say, well, we need a woman to fill this position. I want a woman to fill the position. I want it to be the best
possible. I want a black woman on the Supreme Court.
I agree with that. That's long overdue.
But so, is the most capable black woman around? Why? I go back to what I said before about I would be insulted if I was chosen for a job because I'm the only black woman around. Am I the most qualified? Well, you're the most qualified.
I think it's more insulting to just overlook black women all this
time. No question.
I'd be pretty insulted if you were picked as a black woman, Doug.
Okay, thank you.
If you're the only black woman around, we have problems.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. The Beijing Olympics, apparently, here we go again with the cyber threats. Every time we turn around, there's another reason not to watch the Olympics or not to be at the Olympics. And now the FBI says that you better be careful because there are going to be a lot of malicious people who are going to try to interfere with the Olympic Games through all kinds of cyber activities. So what would be an example of the things that they might try to pull? We're talking about the Chinese and Chinese government, right? Or are we just talking about whoever may show up?
No, it's just the cyber criminals in general. What happens whenever you have like these large scale events where everyone's, you know, using the same Wi-Fi system, if they're in, let's say you're in Olympic Village and you know, whether you brought a burner phone or you brought your own phone, everybody's signing on to use Wi-Fi, that Wi-Fi could easily be hacked. And so that's really the main issue is stealing of data, mass transit, hotel networks hotels, you sign on for the Wi-Fi. In most cases, it's not secure. You're on mass transit. You know, you're using all kinds of ticketing services. There's a whole... In the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, they had 450 million attempts at cyber-related incidents. And literally none of them were successful, thank God, mm-hmm. but because they had a lot of measures in place. But these types of attacks, you know, it goes into email, and there's malware, and then there's just fake websites and streaming services and that look like, you know, their Olympic, official Olympic-provided, you know, streaming services. And so all this stuff is just so easy. It's rife with all kinds of criminals. So it's not any different this year. It might be worse because, you know, yesterday we touched on the journalists being, I think it was 70-something percent of the journalists reported back to the Foreign Press Association that the standards that they were facing in Beijing were, you know, subpar in terms of, you know, like everything. And the problem is the problem is if any of them step out of line and if any of them report something that they're not supposed to report, and obviously we know the Chinese government is going to know everything that gets reported, the danger is that they can actually, by Chinese law, they can hold you there. So if they decide to throw a lawsuit at you, you have to stay in the country until the lawsuit is settled. So there's a chance that foreign journalists could end up being trapped in China, and there's really not a whole lot that any other countries can do about it.
Right. What a wonderful country.
I know.
Yeah, great. Fabulous. Well, to go back, we were talking earlier about me getting a new iPhone and thinking about all of the things one of the things I was talking to a fellow about was security, how secure are these phones, and it has nothing to do with the phone, actually. It has to do, or does it, with a SIM card? Does it have to do with what you're using to access the information, i.e., or whether it's a secure connection or an insecure. And just as a quick aside, when you go to a hotel and you get a card that they give you to get into the room, the worst thing you can do is leave that card around or give it back to the people at the desk. I always throw mine into a rubbish barrel someplace
at
the airport.
Is that really true, though?
There's all kinds of data from your supposedly when you use your credit card, they collect whatever data they can from the credit card. And it's I don't figure it's worth the risk. So I take the cards and, as I said, I just throw them in a rubbish barrel at the airport. when I'm leaving.
I mean, I've heard that, but a lot of hotels have said that there's actually nothing stored on that card.
What do you expect them to say?
The code. No, but I mean, the tech reporters have done, like, investigations, and they've gone and stayed at hotels and hacked into it and stuff. I mean, there really isn't. The card itself, it doesn't even have, there's no memory on it. It's just a magnetic, you know, the chip in it just opens the door.
Do you know that for a fact, or somebody told you that?
No, that's what I'm saying. I've read a lot of exposés where tech reporters have gone undercover to see if that is actually a myth or not. And you would have to have a very sophisticated card that they wouldn't let you just toss out if it was going to have all of your data on it, which it doesn't.
Maybe this is just me ranting and raving about technology. But one of the things that really turned me off to the iPhone 12, and I said this to you on the phone, was the fact that when you look at it and it gets you have facial recognition. So your Face ID unlocks the phone.
Yeah, it's a lot more secure than your fingerprint.
Well,
not spooky.
It is.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, it's not, and you don't have to use it. You can turn it off.
Yeah. Anyway, the
I said to him yesterday, Jen. He spent hundreds of dollars buying. I go, congratulations on buying a brand new old phone. Yeah. I mean, he bought the last phone that has a home button, which it is, you know, if anything goes wrong with this one, with your new SE, there's no more home button. You're going to have to just learn to take your finger and swipe.
And it's hard,
it's not
but she'll
hard.
Do it.
Yeah.
Homeboy
not
likes home
hard.
Button. My pal Mike McVay just sent me a note and said he's got an SE and he loves it.
Sherlock there. Holmes, is that the homeboy you're referring to?
Probably not.
I did not rat you out to your children about that one, but I'm sitting on it.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
I'm sitting on it.
Megan will get a kick out of it. You talk to her.
I will tell Megan. By the
Brendan
way, Megan, and this is what happened.
Last night.
Yeah, so by the way, yeah, so this is what happened. At some point, Doug said, "Oh, well, you know, when you say homeboy, that's from Sherlock Holmes." And I was, I don't think I've ever laughed harder. When
just
you say
like
Holmes,
that,
it's
I'm
from Sherlock.
Glad I give you a reason
just
to
just like
chuckle.
That, Sherlock.
That's my job.
Exactly.
47 past the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Vigilant Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Vigilant Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, those are in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's 53 past the hour now on the DJV program. As you know, I'm a great believer in spirituality. Well, maybe if you don't know, if you don't follow my program or you're new to it, I believe in the spirit-mind-body connection. I believe that there are many more things going on in the world than we care to address. I think that that's, you know, it's very interesting to see how, you know, when you actually look around at what's going on in the world, what we miss by not digging deeper into our lives. I think horoscopes are kind of an interesting, kind of a cute way to get yourself tuned up or tuned in to what's going on, but the messages are much more complicated than that. And thus I bring in people like Mary O'Malley to go through from a psychic point of view, what are the influences at the moment? What's going on that makes our life better? Or how do you make your life worth living? I've been talking to a fellow this week about the regenerative farming. I do another program, Mary, called The American Family Farmer, that's available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and on a lot of radio stations. And we're talking about the new world order of family farms. And it's kind of like everything else. You know, what's right is before is right again. You know what I mean? And I wonder if that's the case. Are more people now tuning in or turning on to getting readings, whether it's in person or online? People taking retreats. I think there are a lot of those going on. I look around and see people going to India, for example, to take a a retreat to learn more about how mind works over there. And so is this something, is, and you understand, like I do, astrology enough to be dangerous? So,
yep.
So the two sort of play into one another. You have more interest in what you do because it's the right time for it. Would you, is, am I making a statement that makes sense?
Yes, actually, I do, well, one astrologer in particular, but a couple of them, that'll do a kind of a weekly forecast, general. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's really funny, if I don't listen to it and then I go back and listen to it on Wednesday or Thursday, the clients I've talked to, all those things are happening with them. So, you know, if it's a slow week or this or that, and mm-hmm. I always find that kind of funny. One thing Spirit told me over the last couple of weeks was that over the last couple of years with COVID, most of us, a lot of us, have let go of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We've let go of stuff in the house. We've let go of ideas. We've let go of things that just, you know, weren't serving us. And so Spirit said what that did was create kind of a compost. So right now, in particular, this week, it's a really good time to metaphorically plant seeds for the future.
Yep.
So the things you want to do, the things you want to start, now that we've let go of a bunch of things that were interfering, things are really open for us to create something new with our lives. So I thought that was kind of cool, and then I listened to the astrology about it. And got, you know, same thing for the week. It's a good time to be quiet, start planning the future. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, I think there are so many practical ways of using it. You can start now is a great time. Coming out of Mercury retrograde, a great time to start over again. The number of people who have lung cancer because they've smoked, and how many people you can help using your methodology to quit smoking, for example, or lose weight, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. There are lots of medical journals pointing to the number, you know, you were just saying how many people stayed home. Well, people ate a lot more, people drank a lot more, people smoked a lot more, so they need an adjustment, and that's where somebody like you comes in, I think, anyway.
Right, with the hypnotherapy, that yeah. is a big help in those yeah. kind of directions, with creating new behaviors, thoughts, beliefs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's sort of, if you're looking to start that, we've gone through the new year, we've done all the New Year's resolutions and what worked and what didn't work, but if you really are serious about changing things so that you're going to take care of not only yourself, but your family, people that you care about, and then you need to change those evil ways. And I say that, you know, hopefully without sounding judgmental, but excess drinking, excess smoking, excess eating, all of those things take you out of the loop earlier, and therefore you are depriving your family of you, and you're depriving yourself of your family. I think that's, I don't know, I have a better way of looking at it than that. So even though I did more talking here than you did, I'm sorry about that, but I got enthused about what the message is. And so if you want to follow through on the message, go to Mary's website, the Soul Scout, say it again, Doug, thesoulscout.net, or you can reach Mary at 800-341-9609. Mary O'Malley, the Psychic Scout, at thesoulscout.net. Here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.